G'day, mate. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Excuse me. What do you think of when you think of Australia? Do you think of fish and chips and guys wearing tank tops? Maybe children eating lollies in kindy? What about iconic animals like the platypus and kangaroos? Well, the name of our lesson today is A Trip to the Land Down Under. A Trip to the Land Down Under. Today we'll see some more wonderful creatures on our tour through Australia, or Australia. Where better to see animals than at the Australia Zoo? And where better to see a wild animal show than at the Crocoseum? Crocoseum? What kind of a word is that? You'll find out. And I bet you can guess what kind of animals you can see there. So, what are you waiting for? Open up your magazine and let's continue with our lesson about Australia.
A Trip to the Land Down Under. We both felt that no trip to the Gold Coast would be complete without a visit to the Australia Zoo. Steve Irwin took over the management in 1991. Even though he was killed in 2006, his family has expanded the place to house over 1,200 animals, many exclusive to Australia. With Steve Irwin's famous Crocodile Hunter show, it is no surprise that there are crocodiles and more crocodiles to be seen. In fact, we took in a show at the Crocoseum that featured jaw-snapping saltwater crocs and other reptiles.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 exclusive 这个形容词 ,ex 这个字首有之外的意思 ,clu 这个字根有关闭的意思。所以 exclusive 是指独有的或专有的。例如 ,this lounge is for the exclusive use of first class passengers. 这个贵宾室仅限头等舱乘客使用。如果要说明是对哪一个对象是独有的话是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,Kiwis are exclusive to New Zealand. Kiwi 鸟是纽西兰特有的动物。或者是 ,this homemade cheese is exclusive to this store. 这种手工 cheese 只有这家店在贩卖。Exclusive 也可以当名词，意思是独家报道。例如 ,the exclusive about the scandal made the newspaper a household name. 这篇关于这桩丑闻的独家报道让这份报纸成为一份家喻户晓的报纸。接下来我们看的是 crocodile 这个名词。crocodile 是指咸水鳄或者是长吻鳄。它的嘴部比较尖长而且生活在咸水中。例如 ,crocodiles have very big strong jaws which can capture almost anything. 咸水鳄的下颚又大又强壮几乎什么猎物都捕捉得到。另外还有一种鳄鱼叫做 alligator,A-L-L-I-G-A-T-O-R。alligator 的嘴部就比较短比较方圆形叫做短吻鳄。例如 ,alligators are very active in this swamp area during the day. 短吻鳄白天的时候在这个沼泽区非常活跃。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, Rebecca, I see you are holding the crocodile in your hand today.
Oh, yes, I'm ready to learn about these crocodiles. Crocodiles that you can see in Australia.
Mm-hmm, at the Australia Zoo. So, friends, let's get right into this first part of our lesson. We both felt that no trip to the Gold Coast would be complete without a visit to the Australia Zoo. And we use that phrase a lot in our magazine. No something would be complete without something else. That means without this, well, you would be missing something. A visit to the Australia Zoo is really important if you visit the Gold Coast.
Exactly. Steve Irwin took over the management in 1991. Now we see a phrase in here that we haven't gone over for a while, and we want to take a look at it. And it's the phrase, to take over. What does it mean if you take over something?
Well, that means you become boss. Or somebody else was in charge. They were leading something or managing something. Maybe they left or stepped down, and now you're taking over. Now you are in charge.
Exactly. However, when I think of this phrase, it reminds me of when Teacher Katie was here. Remember Teacher Katie was here?
Let's talk in English.
Yes, let's talk in English. Then she left, and when she left, Maria took over her position.
Right.
And then when Maria left, Pauline took over.
Well, you're missing one. Anna.
Oh.
You almost forgot about Anna. Anna took over after Katie, and then Maria took over, and now Pauline took over. Man, a lot of people taking over everybody's positions.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how you use the phrase,
take over. Right, okay. So Steve Irwin took over in 1991. Even though he was killed in 2006, his family has expanded the place to house over 1,200 animals, many exclusive to Australia. Now, you know the word house. You might live in a house or an apartment, but the word house, if you use it as a verb, the S at the end, it kind of has a Z sound now. To house something, that means to provide shelter for.
Exactly. And of course, in our lesson, we're using this word house to refer to providing shelter for animals. But we can also use it to talk about providing shelter for people. For example, there's this beautiful bed and breakfast along the coast of Yilan. And guess what? It really can only house about 20 people at one time.
But when you went with a party of 40 people, they made an exception, didn't they?
Hey, you bet they did.
They housed 40 people that night.
Oh, that's really funny. Okay.
So that's how you use that word, to house, right? This place, this zoo, houses over 1,200 animals, many exclusive to Australia. That's one reason you should visit Australia, Rebecca, is to see some animals that you can really only find in Australia.
Right. Well, I'm really excited about this next line. With Steve Irwin's famous crocodile hunter show, it's no surprise that there are crocodiles and more crocodiles to be seen. And look what I have here, a little crocodile.
Yeah, I like that crocodile. Be careful with that one, Rebecca. I made that for my wife.
Oh, I'll be very careful.
Yeah. Little crocky there.
Yeah.
Crikey. Crocky.
Crocky. Well, we have a phrase that we want to talk about, and that is the phrase, there are noun, to be seen, or to be something.
Exactly. You can use this when somebody has the chance to see something. If you have the chance to see something, you could say there are something to be seen.
For example, if you ever go to San Francisco, you need to go to Pier 39. There are lots of seals, elephant seals, to be seen.
And there is some good clam chowder to be eaten at Pier 39. I've been there, San Francisco. Go there.
You bet. Good clam chowder, absolutely.
Okay, well, we move on here. In fact, we took in a show at the Crocoseum that featured jaw-snapping saltwater crocs and other reptiles. Okay, so Crocoseum. That sounds like a combination between crocodile and museum. What a nice new word.
Right. I just think that there are probably a lot of crocodiles at this museum. A museum for crocodiles.
Yeah.
Well, right now, something is the new something.
Becca.
What's that about?
That's good. Uh-huh. I think we need to learn more about that phrase in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, have you ever seen the TV show Orange is the New Black?
I haven't, Carolyn, but I know that name must sound strange to a lot of people. How can orange be black?
Well, we use the phrase, something is the new something, to describe new trends.
Right. It means that there is a new trend replacing an old one. For example, Samsung is the new Apple.
When people make a statement like that, they will usually explain what they mean.
I think Samsung is now the new Apple because they are now the most innovative smartphone manufacturer.
But it doesn't always have to be a positive thing. If I were to say, social media is the new family time, I mean that Facebook and Instagram are taking over the way that families communicate with each other.
I have an example that people talk about a lot. Less is the new more. In America, for the longest time, people felt that the more they had, the more successful they were.
So less is more means that the people who can simplify their lives are considered more successful today. And that brings us back to the title, Orange is the New Black.
This TV program is about a woman who finds herself in prison, and while she is there, manages to write articles about her experiences that are published in the New York Times.
Orange is the color of prison uniforms. Black is the color of upscale or formal dress. Orange is the new black means that she is turning her time in prison into a more fashionable experience.
美国影集《劲爆女子监狱》有个耐人寻味的英文句名 Orange is the new black. 橙色是取代黑色的新颜色。听起来有点怪异。在剧中女主角是监狱的囚犯，而美国监狱的制服是 Orange 橙色的，黑色又是上流社会的正式颜色。Orange is the new black 是指代表监狱的制服是取代上流社会礼服最新最酷的潮服。当你说 something is the new something， 前者是取代后者的。有些人认为 Samsung is the new Apple， 韩国的三星是最新的苹果，你认为呢？这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we are continuing our trip through the land down under, and that is Australia. And there is so much to do there. And of course, if I were to visit Australia, I would love to see the animals. Well, I've been before, and I've seen many of the animals there, but I'd love to go back to see some koalas, some crocodiles, lots of different kinds of reptiles, the kangaroos, the little joeys and wallabies. Wait a minute, joeys and wallabies? What is that? I think we're going to talk about that right now.
A trip to the land down under. We also covered a lot of the 100-acre park and saw roos and their joeys, as well as wallabies, red pandas, and much more. It was not only an enjoyable, but also an educational adventure that should not be missed. With so many places to visit, we rented a car, a challenge if you usually drive on the right side of the road. I will just sum up that experience by saying that I turned on the windshield wipers every time I signaled to make a turn.
OK, 继续我们看的是 Wallaby 这个名词。Wallaby 是指沙袋鼠，是澳洲以及新几内亚特有的袋鼠，所以它的复数形就是去掉字尾的 Y 加上 IES。课文中也提到了 Roo, R-O-O 这个名词。Roo 是 kangaroo 的简称。例如 ,Wallabies and roos are causing damage to the young trees and plants in this area. 沙袋鼠以及袋鼠在这一带破坏幼树以及植物。Wallaby 以及 Kangaroo 的幼兽都叫做 Joey, J-O-E-Y, 但是注意它的复数形式直接字尾 Y 加上 S, 例如 Joey stay in their mother's pouches until they turn almost one, 小袋鼠待在妈妈的育儿袋直到它们将近一岁大才会出来。最后我们看的是 windshield 这个名词， wind 是指风， shield 是指屏障，所以 windshield 就是指车子的挡风玻璃。例如 My car's windshield was covered with frost this morning. 我车子的挡风玻璃今天早上全部都结了霜。 这里的课文还提到 windshield wiper， 意思就是指雨刷。例如 ，someone tucked an ad under my windshield wiper， 有人塞了一张传单在我的雨刷下面。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, we have some more things to cover here in this section. We see we also covered a lot of the 100-acre park and saw roos and their joeys as well as wallabies. Now, before we take a picture or take a look at a picture of a cute wallaby, let's take a look at this word, to cover. Mm-hmm. Now, here in our lesson, it means to travel or pass over something. So you can cover an area, right, when you're walking through it. Or it could also mean to deal with a subject that you're talking about.
Exactly. And, of course, when I hear this word to cover, it brings me back to my college days when I would be in my different classes, specifically English class. So I could say in English class today, we covered a lot of material.
Yeah, and that's what we do here at Studio Classroom as well. We cover a lot of different things in our lessons. So now, Rebecca, do we have a picture of a wallaby or a joey or a roo?
We have a picture of a wallaby. You know, wallabies actually look very similar to kangaroos.
Yeah, if you're not if you've never seen one before, you might think it's a kangaroo, right?
Right, but it looks a bit smaller than a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mention, in our lesson, you see the word roos, joeys. Just as a reminder, roos is just a shortened word for kangaroo. And do you know what a joey is?
Yeah, I have a friend whose name is Joey. He's a nice guy. He sells tea down in Beanlu.
Right, yes. That's the name Joey. But this is actually referring to the baby kangaroos.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. A baby kangaroo whose name is Joey.
And the baby's kangaroo. The name is not Joey.
Right, I know. Okay, so a baby kangaroo is called a Joey. And we have wallabies. Man, it sounds so cool. Red pandas and much more. There are so many things to see in Australia. Rebecca, you need to go.
I need to take a trip to Australia. You are absolutely right. Well, we continue. It was not only an enjoyable, but also an educational adventure that should not be missed. With so many places to visit, we rented a car. A challenge. If you usually drive on the right side of the road, on the right side of the road? Who would want to drive on the wrong side of the road?
I know. Who wants to drive on the... No, Rebecca, that's not what she means. Right as opposed to left, not wrong.
Oh, I see.
Right. In Australia, they do drive on the left side of the road. Our author says, I will just sum up that experience by saying that I turned on the windshield wipers every time I signaled to make a turn. Now, we have some things to talk about from this sentence. To sum up, that means to summarize or to give a brief explanation. She gave an explanation in one sentence.
And here's another way that you can use this phrase. Well, Jack just got back from a missions trip, and he summed up his trip by saying, it was truly a life-changing experience.
Wow, that's a really short summary. Sometimes you can just give a really short summary. You're summing something up for somebody. Now, what is a windshield wiper? Well, you will see that on the front of your car, and it's for the rain. It's to wipe the rain away from your windshield. Now, we see another phrase here, signaled, or the word signal. Now, what do you use to signal? It's not in our lesson, but we thought it's a good word to learn and talk about, and that is the word indicator or blinker. You use these. They are the lights on your car in the front, on the right, and the left. They are the indicators or the blinkers.
So whenever you want to make a turn, make sure you put your blinkers on. Well, right now, we don't need any blinkers for this, but we're going to go to the
SC Challenge. Yes. Hey, friends. For today's SC Challenge, let's welcome Albert.
Hello. Can't wait to play.
And David?
Hello, I'm very excited.
Are you guys ready for the SC Challenge?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. All right. All right. Now, in today's lesson, we're learning about someone's trip to Australia. So let's see if you can guess these as fast as possible, friends. Number one, what words is crocoseum?
a combination of. Okay, so crocosium is a combination of more than one word. Number one, crows see them. B, crocodile cocos eat them. Crocosium, you know. Or C, crocodile museum. Which one is correct? Albert?
I think it's A, crows see them.
Crows see them.
Mm-hmm.
David, what's your guess?
I'd guess three. Crocodile museum.
Okay,
it's not three, it's C.
I meant C.
Oh, that's it. David's out.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. Actually, David, that was the correct answer.
What?
Sorry, Albert.
Oh, that's okay.
Crocodile museum. Right. Number two. What kind of animal is a crocodile? A, a dinosaur. B, a marsupial. C, an antisocial. Or D, a reptile. Albert.
No, it's B. I like it. It's cute.
A marsupial?
Yeah. It looks cute.
Marsupials are cute.
Yeah.
And crocodiles are cute.
Yeah. But they're the same thing.
Yeah. Well, actually, David, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say it's D, a reptile.
I'm going to say you are correct.
What? Uh-huh.
Yet again.
You're so smart.
Well, you are too, Albert.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Number three. Today's keywords are exclusive, crocodile, reptile, and windshield. Which one belongs in this sentence? Here's the sentence. A small bug died as it flew into my blank. A small bug died as it flew into my what? What is it? Crocodile, exclusive, reptile, or windshield? Yeah, David?
Is it windshield?
Okay, Albert, you had a guess?
Yeah, I think it's windshield too.
Does that happen to you sometimes?
No, but if that happens, it would be terrible.
Yeah. Terrible for that bug, right?
Yeah.
No,
me too.
And you, because you have to wash the windshield.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you both guessed the correct answer, David.
Does that mean win?
Albert.
Did I win?
Albert, I just got to say, you are a winner in my heart.
Oh.
But David won this round of the SC Challenge. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time for the
SC Challenge. Bye.
So, Gabe, did you ever drive in Australia?
Actually, yes, I did in Brisbane.
Oh.
And I made a similar mistake to Linda. I actually drove a car onto the ramp for the freeway the wrong way.
Oh.
It was super dangerous.
Oh, that's terrible.
Thankfully, we didn't go too far before I had to back up and go down another road. But, yeah, friends, when you go to a country where they drive on the other side of the road, make sure you get used to it quickly.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.